ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
I remember calling her up once and just going, I want to come back. She was kind of like, okay, but you're still gay? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, bit of a problem, you know?
Well, I want to stand with you on a mountain.
Savage Garden frontman Darren Hayes has lived quite the life. Hitting number one around the world with their debut, he recently shared what was going on behind the scenes in a beautiful and devastating memoir.
Until the sky falls down on me.
When he joined me to Take Five, he shared a whole new side of one of Australia's biggest stars.
There's this wonderful, iconic gay piece of literature called The Velvet Rage, which talks about gay men of my generation who became good little boys. What it was there was a sense that my father knew there was something wrong about me and he was repulsed by it. And my mother knew there was something different about me and she knew to protect that.
Mm.
The book suggests that there's this tether that's about to be severed and a mother will want to swoop in and just protect the child from that eventual rejection. But for me, even with teachers, there was so much of an undercurrent of repulsion, and you take it on board as a young gay person and thinking, I don't want to be repulsive. So what do you become? High achiever, good little boy, so well behaved. And the highest version of that is famous, rich and famous. If I become the most successful thing in the world, maybe my daddy will love me.
It took you a while to let go of that too, didn't it? Even in the sort of the way that that relationship progresses, because there is estrangement, but even at the points very early on when Savage Garden hit the highest of the highs and he reappears in your life, you let him in. And is that part of that little boy who wanted to prove something to his dad?
Yes, because he was the first person to call me a gay slur. He was the first person to tell me I would never make it in the music industry. He actually was still in our lives, but I can honestly say I felt his disdain for me, his revulsion for me, my whole life. He had one favorite child, and that was my brother, who was a heterosexual, cisgendered male who was a carpenter, salt of the earth. So he loved him. Couldn't care less about me. The only reason I got to stay at home was because he threatened to throw me out unless I got a university education.
Mm.
Never believed in me until I became a millionaire, and then suddenly, oh my God, he was the father of Savage Garden. Swanned around every gig, loved me. He had a line of credit. That line of credit extended until I one day realized, you know, he was buying racehorses. He was buying Harley Davidsons. You know, I'd paid off his home. He had no debts. He had nothing to be worried about. These were emergency lines of credit. And he had like a gambler, just gone through all of it so many times. And the I remember the one time I ever asked my father for money, years before that, my tires were bald on my car. Had three jobs. I was in a band with Daniel just trying to get a record deal. I got pulled over. I couldn't afford to pay the ticket. And I begged him for money for bald tires. And he said, you might want to adjust your lifestyle. And then you fast forward 20 years later and he calls me up and he says, hey, would you like to invest in this house? And I'm like, you mean the house that I paid off, the house that I essentially own, but it's yours, it's in your name? He said, yeah, it'd be a really good investment. I was like, Dad, what did you do? Well, he'd taken out a line of credit on that house as well as, you know, all those credit cards and things. And maybe a little bitchy, but I said to him, can't you sell some of your Harley Davidsons or your racehorses? And he never spoke to me again after that.
And this emptiness I'm feeling, I want to be wanted, 'cause I love to be loved.
Your next pick is taking us back to the year 1992 from the beautiful Peter Gabriel and his album Us. Two loves in this one, Love to be Loved. Why did you choose this song? What does Peter mean to you?
Peter and Kate Bush are inextricably linked to me as songwriters. You know, it's so funny when you start off in music, you think, oh, I'm going to be this person and this is how people will think of me. And then your first review comes out and people say, oh, you sound like Roxette. And there's nothing wrong with Roxette.
Roxette are great.
But it's so funny how what you think you are and you'll be is nothing like what the public decides that you'll be. But this comes from an album about divorce, and it's heartbreaking to me. Peter, in this song, is talking about the fact that even though he knows his marriage is ending, he still, like a baby, has this unquenchable desire to be loved.
Mm.
He says, I'll try and quote this, but he says, this old familiar craving, I've been here before, this way of behaving, I don't know this hell I'm saving anymore. Let it pass, let it go, let it leave. From the deepest place I grieve, this time I believe, so I let go. I let go of it. And though it is all the strength in me, and all the world can see, I'm losing such a central part of me. I still can't let go of it because I love to be loved.
I can't believe you remember that off the top of your head. This must be a very important song to you.
It is, because I think it encapsulates divorce. I think a lot of people think of divorce as being, I hate you and I don't want to be with you anymore. And I think of my wife, actually. I think of, not wanting to be gay. And realizing that I was, and having to leave, and the two of us sitting backstage, and her so lovingly saying to me as we listened to this Madonna song called The Power of Goodbye, and she just looked at me and she said, you have to go. And I said, I know. And like all good separations, you know, you need time for it to stick. We had an agreement. I wouldn't call her for a year and I was supposed to go to New York and see if I could be gay. Spoiler alert. Yay.
Another thing you're good at, Darren.
But here's the thing. I just loved her. It was so hard. I think a lot of people can't wrap their heads around that. I'm not bisexual, but I came out before I'd even held a man's hand. It wasn't like I slept with someone and then went, oh, we have to break up. I wasn't unfaithful. It's just that I was meeting people in our business and realizing my definition of what gay was not this cliche of from, you know, Will and Grace, or to quote the 70s, like, are you being served? You know, it's a spectrum of people. Some people are undetectable. Some people are super beautifully extravagant. And, you know, femininity and masculinity are so blurred. And so I was realizing, oh, my God, I am gay. And we were trying to have children. And I just saw this future flash of my life where I thought, I don't want to break a child's heart. And so leaving was hard, really, really, really hard. And a year of living in New York, I joke about this in the book launches. I remember calling her up once and just going, I want to come back. And to paraphrase, she was kind of like, okay, but you're still gay? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, bit of a problem, you know.
She seems like an amazing woman.
Oh, incredible. To love someone, it's enough to let them go and be their authentic selves when the person you love can't accept that about themselves. But she had that foresight to know, you're going to be okay, kid.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's where the tears come from. Just her compassion and her generosity of spirit.
This old familiar craving, I've been here before, this way of behaving, don't know who the hell I'm saving anymore. Let it pass,
let it go, let it leave. From the deepest place I grieve. This time I believe. And I let go.
It's a beautiful combo. There's also a really wild story of Darren turning up to dinner at Madonna's house. You can hear it all in full here on the podcast. The link to that ep is in the show notes. And I'll see you next time for even more Take 5 Treats.
Double J has the best music to soundtrack your summer. Whether you're in the car, relaxing at home, catching up with friends, or working through... You can take Double J with you on the ABC Listen app. Stream Double J live or check out brilliant classic albums, special episodes of the Take 5 podcast, exclusive live concerts, and heaps more. Double J and more great music for summer is on the ABC Listen app.